Jagger. Jaguar Andrew, your camera's not on. Oh, now it is. It's coming on. There you go. We did get one question that was, why do I still identify with the body, even though sometimes I know I'm selfless self? And Maharaj has stated, long association with the body, every day was hammered. I'm a body, I'm a body, I'm John. John is doing these things. It's John's life. I'm responsible for doing John's life. All this was hammered over and over and over. So, knowing yourself in a real sense, you just have to hammer yourself that I am not body. I was not body. And how do you do that? By this subtle sense of presence, this conviction, also that I'm more like space or sky than I am this body. And now start to develop a long association with your own self outside of space and time. And then it doesn't matter because you know yourself. So when you say you're getting lost and saying, oh, I'm identifying with a body or whatever, know that that's an illusion on your presence. So it doesn't matter. Even the thought that comes, oh, I'm identified more with the body, is an illusory thought. and can be discarded. There's no need to dive so deep into trying to remove the body or fight the mind or trying to stop the mind because you just remain with your selfless self. You need a long association with your own self. Now, if you haven't yet discovered that this subtle sense of presence, this just I, this sense of existence, then it's just meditation. This sense of existence, this subtle, just I without anything, I am, whatever you want to call it, will be felt. And slowly, the identification goes from the body and mind to the sense of presence. The presence is formless, so you're no longer caught up in the world. You're identifying more with the formlessness. You're trying to remain as yourself by using a body form, which you are not. But this instrument allows you to sort of remain with yourself. And the more you remain with yourself, then it sort of dawns on you, oh, I know this presence. I'm more subtle than this. And that's where they talk about the knowledge, but no knowledge is knowledge, because it's not knowledge in the word, the wordy, worldly sense. It's not an acquisition, nor is it like a something added on to you where you say, oh, now I have the knowledge. No knowledge is knowledge, because the knowledge is just this knowingness of the sense of existence that is more subtle than the presence. Now you are like even out of the whole world, because world is appearing on spontaneous presence. You are the knower of this presence. How do you identify yourself? You remain with this knower of this sense of presence. By continuing to place attention on the presence, you're naturally the knower of this presence, and it will deepen and deepen and deepen. And the black hole will suck in all of the various concepts due to the long association with the body. And then you know yourself. You can't lose yourself. It's not possible. You are. Everything else is an appearance on your presence. Everything else is an illusion. The sense of existence, the sense of presence has appeared to you. Therefore, when the sense of existence or sense of presence is no more, you are. So whether the knowledge of existence is there or not there, you are. And you're in the same form now that you will be, whether the sense of existence is not there or whether it is there. There's no change in form. You're formless. So, this right away gets rid of the concept of birth and death, because the sense of existence appeared and will disappear. But the state of the reality that you are is constant, it's not changing. Whether the you know you exist or you don't know you exist, you are. And there's absolutely been no change. The entire world just disappears within yourself, and you haven't changed. You haven't, nothing's been added, nothing's been subtracted. There's been no gain, no loss, no nothing. The illusory something that appeared for a time within the nothing returns to nothing. And now you don't know nothing, because you are. There's nothing other than yourself. So it's not like when people are asking about leaving the body, if there's an awareness of nothing. No, because there's just you. But it's that way right now. That's why, okay, body-based impressions are coming back, but you know yourself in a real sense. No need to spend time with this. No need even to say, oh, I'm not supposed to be a body. I have to remain with myself. No, this is just illusion and can be discarded. Do your job, do your duties, don't take the touch of the world. How can you? When you know yourself in a real sense, how will the world touch you? The dreamer is dreaming, And a dream world appears. There's identification with the body within the dream. But when you wake up, were you touched by anything in the dream? No, you don't wake up wet if you were swimming. You don't wake up like out of breath if you were running. If you were falling, you're quite fine now. Because that doesn't ever change. And you are that. And also, another person had said it sounded like I was making fun about their question. And it's not, it is so simple that it may appear. That, okay, you say, oh, I'm having all these family problems and this and that. Well, your family is not true. It's illusion. If you remain with yourself, the self, you'll see this immediately. So that might sound like it's just brushing it off, but that's the reality. If we sit there and try to explain it, body-based duality of, this or this, then we start to believe that the body-based existence is true. And it's not the same as in your dream. Think about if you are asking questions about how long do you need to run this marathon in your dream, and you train for the marathon. This you're dreaming about running a marathon, you're training, and then you wake up. And somebody asks you about the marathon, and you're like, oh, it was just a dream. So. And it might seem like, oh, we're just discarding this, oh, who cares about the marathon? But it wasn't true. When you know yourself in a real sense, it just can't be. Worldly problems are understood that they're occurring to an object within your own self that you previously identified, which you're now using as sort of a telescope. To see inside the dream, the waking consciousness. The mistake is that the waking consciousness or dream consciousness assumes an individual form and then believes that the consciousness is my consciousness and your consciousness. In reality, you're formless, so you could say that the entire world is your long dream. Even this is not quite true, but it's the best analogy that we can use in a body-based trying to be logical. Remember, Maharaj has said many times, there's no logic to reality. You have to come down into body form to have logic. Because logic is a concept that came along with the body. What concept was prior to body form? Yeah. Visagadatta Maharaj used to say, how were you 100 years prior to your birth? What concepts were you holding then? What about Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master? What about world? What about struggle? What about peace? What about happiness? 100 years before you were born, how were you feeling? And because there is no birth or no death, this presence assumes millions of forms and plays as a world. Just as the exact same, we lay down and sleep at night, and this formless presence assumes all these little dream bodies. And creates a dream world. It is exactly the same. And when you wake up, you know, oh, it's not true. And waking up in our sense is you know yourself in a real sense. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. Anything that came along with the body is not true. Body-based relations, body-based knowledge, body-based experience, you are not a body. Keith, are you trying to talk or? Yeah, you're kind of breaking up and coming back and forth.
Hmm.
And it sounded like you were eating with like spoons clinking in a bowl or something. Yeah, I just heard, oh. Yeah, I think maybe you might want to call back with a better connection.
Might not work out.
I'm sorry? Yeah, we can't, we can't hear you or discern any of the words you are speaking.
John, can you say something about effort and can you go too far with it so that it really puts you out of sync with your own self, small s?
Effort is, you'd have to have the concept of being a doer, doing something. Spontaneous action in the moment is the reality. And you know that if your mind is sitting there creating the concept of a doer doing something, which normally it's after the activity that you would take ownership or doership, so to speak, even in spiritual activities. In the beginning, of course, effort is required. Like, as if you're thinking, okay, I need to do more bhajan, I need to do more this, I need to do more that. There should be an effort as far as I need to know myself. Master says bhajan, master says meditation. So, technically speaking, you're putting in effort. Of course, it's within the dream. You are formless. There's identification with the body form, with which is putting in effort. Now, as you know yourself more and more and more, the concept of effort will dissolve within you because there's no deed, no doer. Spontaneous action in the moment, scenes appearing and disappearing. You're formless. You know this. There's nothing that you could be doing and no effort that you could put forth. It's spontaneous action. Even if you're planning things or like you're doing in your business, you say, oh, I'm putting an effort to plan this wedding or this or that. But this reality is spontaneous action in the moment. You're doing your job, doing your duties without a sense of doership.
Somehow I hook into the sense of doership. Ramana Maharshi has a nice image. There's a temple in Tiruvannamalai where the ashram is, and they have sort of like elephants that are supporting, not elephants, rather people that are supporting the weight of the temple. And so on the In the carving, the faces show a lot of strain, and as if they're really supporting the temple, but they're not. So, it's like trying to get somewhere or reach somewhere where like you think you're supposed to be somewhere or attain something, and then you kind of get disappointed with yourself when you feel like you have not attained where you're supposed to, get in life or in, your spiritual quest, basically. So it's just basically, his advice is simply surrender and trust.
Yeah, if you remain with your selfless self, these concepts will dissolve. Like if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, it's not working, or there's a lot of activity, or I should be further, or whatever, all concepts are dissolved within you. You just remain with your selfless self and it's a black hole. I mean, there's no way a concept can, you could call it a deafening silence, a prior to words, prior to anything, and you're here. And the only way you can, quote, be here is through a body form. You're using the body as an instrument to know yourself. But even the ideas of I'm not doing enough, or I could be doing more, or I'm not progressing at such and such, this is all like mind game, giving to this mind and allowing this mind to just flow away like the chariot. You know, the horses start to go this way, and we're like, okay, let's let the horses go. And then eventually they're going really, really fast, and the chariot falls over. You remain with yourself. These questions, these thoughts don't arise. And Maharaj says very nicely, you are the answer to all your questions, you are the solution to all your problems.
That's
Because
true, yeah.
you remain with your selfless self. And you can even acknowledge, okay, you know what? There's a thought that I'm not doing enough. This is a time just to pause, listen to the mantra. because these are just illusory thoughts that haven't yet been erased that are creating the concept of a you. You're not a concept, you're the reality on which these concepts are appearing. And it's you're the answer to everything. Just there's nothing. There's no you, he, she, it, nothing, nothing, nothing. I mean it's and not nothing as a concept of nothing, but literally like the black hole. It's just you are. And even when you're just paying attention to the sense of presence, you might see concepts dancing on top of the sense of presence, possibly because there's identification and there's like, but you're here and there's no idea of anyone who could be progressing or not progressing. Or that needs to do more.
They're all, it's like the old conditioning. Again, it's, like a long association with the body and the mind. It's, just a very old conditioning. And then, the training that I had previously steps in sometimes and just really, the way you're raised and, all the other things, the training, the things that you had studied and so forth. It just basically steps right in and, like if things are not going right for some reason, then it'll return the old conditioning. It's, like they're called vasanas, like a mental tendencies, basically, So,
But know that you're prior to this. If you say vasana, you can say, okay, the vasana came along with the body, and the body is going to play out whatever it may have to play out, but I'm not that. You're, again, that's just remaining with your selfless self. If something happens and you don't like what's happening or whatever, that's the chance to stop because you've already created the concept of duality. I'm experiencing this, or I'm thinking this, or there's some thought that comes in, and I'm identified with the possibility of this through previous conditioning. But remaining with your selfless self, this is the time just even just take a deep breath, mantra. And just remain like this, and then you'll see that naturally, spontaneous action in the moment is happening, and these thoughts won't be troubling you. This is something happens, you're like you said, you're having some kind of disturbance or some kind of something is going on. Things aren't happening the way you thought they would happen. Even a friend or relative passes away. It's a good time to just be like, okay, rather than give your attention off to the mind flow, which the mind flow, if you're identified with, you know it's going to take you away. Like Calgon in reverse, where it says, like, Calgon takes you away to the peace. No, Calgon in reverse takes you to the disturbance.
Disturbance, yeah.
But you know, okay, this is a time don't think about anything, don't pay attention to thoughts. Thoughts may be there, they may not be there, but your attention is on mantra, on that sense of presence that shines when the illusory layers of thought aren't trying to cover. Remember, the fire is always burning, the illusory ash is covering that fire. Mantra slowly, silently, and permanently erases that, so fire is burning. So now, oh, so that I am that. And you can even revel in that selfless self-intoxication for a moment. Since there was already an identification with the flow of thoughts, now you're identified with the sense of presence, selfless self-intoxication. Okay. And unless somebody taps you and says, Andrew, come back to Earth, because you're like so in bliss again all of a sudden. Unless this is happening, then you just remain with yourself, the self, and you will see that naturally, spontaneous action in the moment is occurring. Because that's just like the perfect example in India, sitting, listening to mantra, doing mantra, 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 getting up, going, having the beard shaved, having the long hair cut, all this. And I couldn't say I was doing it. I couldn't even say I was observing it being done because full concentration was on mantra. That's how I wound up wandering like very far away from the ashram and had to take one of the little rickshaw things back. Not the rickshaw, like little motorized thing. I don't know if it's called rickshaw, but to drive back to the ashram because I was concentrated on mantra and just. My feet were just walking. And you know this afterwards as this was spontaneous action in the moment, no deed, no doer. There was no sense of a doer being created in which any concept could stick to. The same with the hospital, the food poisoning. Maharaj left. I'm in a hospital thousands of miles away from home, but it was just mantra. There was no thought of where I was or that these things were happening or this IV or the doctors coming in. And, they're speaking in a foreign language at the end. They'll talk to me in English occasionally, but all the people that are around, they're all speaking in foreign language. And yet I remain with myself, a self, through mantra. It wasn't even I was remaining, I was concentrated on mantra. The cab ride, same thing. Everybody was talking about, oh, in India, the cab drivers and at nighttime, it's very la la la. And it was pouring down rain and at night. And again, there was no concept of, uh-oh, I'm really screwed. Like it's pouring down rain, it's nighttime. We're on these little roads. Plus, the military had closed off some of the other areas. Maharaj was kind of getting me to the airport through back roads. And there was no thought of this. Thank God there was no thought of this. I couldn't even imagine if I had actually experienced the cab ride, if I'd actually experienced the food poisoning, or if I'd actually experienced going to the hospital. It would have been terrifying. Instead, mantra. And then afterwards, you see. And when you see this, okay, I am the answer to all my problems because the I that I am is everything. The I believe myself to be is this limitation, and it's not true. So, just the belief of being limited has to be removed. How is it removed? Mantra.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's very true what you say. It's all within me. Basically, it's nowhere else. Nothing else, basically. It's just nowhere else to look. Just stay with the mantra.
Exactly.
Stay with presence. Yeah.
Stay with
Sometimes
your
I get,
selfless self.
you get occupied with work and that you kind of like get stretched out. And then all of a sudden, you're trying to get something done or do this or do that, and then you're trying to stay with presence, but at the same time you're kind of like you get carried away with what you're doing. So like it's sometimes the concentration's there, sometimes it's just not. It slips away, or it's just really like again it just distractions, a lot of distractions. And
But we go back to the example of dream. No matter how busy you were in the dream, when you wake up, you know it wasn't true. And it's the same. No matter how busy you are in your daily activities, you don't have to lose yourself. You don't have to create an Andrew to do you.
Another form of busyness is with your own mind. It's not maybe even, you may not even be involved, I may not even be involved in the work. But it's the mind that's very busy. It's just, again, I was dragging myself away from that, the
Yeah,
busy mind. Yeah, it's
don't
just,
pay attention to the thoughts.
yeah.
Remember, it's just the same as like you're on the bank watching the river flow, or you're jumping in the river. Once you jump in the river, there's no control. Like if it's very fast moving water, you're swept away. You have no
Right.
choice.
Yeah.
You've like given up your power basically to pretend and flow along with these flow of thoughts. But if you're sitting on the bank, it doesn't matter if the river's very high, very fast, very slow. If it dries up, it doesn't matter at all. But you're jumping in, don't jump in. Horses, if the horses start to go a little bit, no, whoa, whoa, is mantra
Right.
presence, remaining with your selfless self. Because these thoughts are just not true. But as Maharaj has said, what thoughts to accept, what thoughts not to accept are up to you. A thought comes in, oh, Andrew, you're not doing very well. You've got all these appointments and you're so far behind. And what are the customers going to say? This doesn't sound like a thought you should accept. So you remain with your selfless self. Oh, Andrew, did you schedule the caterer for the wedding coming up on Monday? This is the thought you probably want to accept.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, any thoughts that are saying, oh, this is not good or this is not good, you give mantra to the mind so that mother can bake. The children have the toys to play with so that mother can bake. Your mind has the mantra to concentrate on so it can't create mischief by saying all the terrible things that are going to happen when nothing's happening. And there's no deed, no doer. You live as the formless sense of existence holding a body. Body is the instrument, but you're formless.
No, thank you. It's good.
Okay, good.
Good reminder.